The award ceremony, hosted by CNBC anchor Maria Bartiromo, featured slick videos from each region and plenty of praise for Governor Cuomo, as well as congratulations to the Regional Economic Development Councils. Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy.
You are living, breathing, part of history right now, because decades down the road, they'll look at what this governor has done, especially with the economic development process in this state, and what he will achieve.
The pomp and circumstance led Senate Representative, Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco of Syracuse to joke.
And the nominees for the best supporting actress in a short foreign film, no.
The mood was clearly exuberant as each region of the state got at least $50 million for projects ranging from technological partnerships with area colleges and universities to boosting tourism to infrastructure projects. The four regions that received top awards are Central New York, the Finger Lakes, the North Country, and the Mid-Hudson Valley. Each received at least $90 million. The common theme among the top winners is that they rapidly invested the millions they received during the first round of awards last December. Senator Betty Little represents the North Country.
One of the big things they did right, I think, is the money they won last year. Over 90-some percent of it is already activated, and it's work in progress, and things are moving. And they've worked hard to see that those projects have been put into fruition, not just talked about.
Rochester Mayor Tom Richards says the money can't make up for the loss of major manufacturers like Eastman Kodak, but he says it's the start of a new kind of economy.
We're not trying to have another Kodak here. In the long run, in many respects, we'll be healthier because we'll be more diversified. And, you know, the way the world works now, you're not going to have an industry that's going to dominate your town, hire 60,000 people, and last for 100 years. You know, I wish it was, but it's not. And so I don't want to invest in that idea. I want to invest in a new idea and in a much more diverse idea.
Western New York, Long Island, New York City, the Mohawk Valley, and the Capital Region were all on a lower tier. They got between $50 and $60 million, with the Capital Region receiving the least at $50.3 million. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkartz in the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council got $52.8 million. But he says the Buffalo area received $1 billion additional dollars in the state budget this year. So they're ahead of the game.
I didn't think we were going to get the largest amount this year like we did last year, because we already have the billion and we've received the first $100 million of that. So I look at it in the grand scheme of things, we still are coming out ahead compared to most regions.
The Regional Economic Development Competition and Awards has essentially replaced the old member item system, where lawmakers were given sums of money to award to pet projects in their districts. Rob Simpson is co-chair of the Central New York Regional Council, which received the top award of $93.8 million. He says the new method forces leaders in the region to be more focused and to work together.
Anytime that our region has an ability to have a public conversation about prioritizing state investments, I do think that's a very good thing.
When it's all added up, the $738 million given out for projects will not instantly turn around the long-troubled upstate or help storm-ravaged Long Island. But Governor Cuomo says it does help change the perception that the state is unfriendly to business.
People believe in the state of New York again. They believe in their future in the state of New York again. And that becomes a positive in and of itself.
And the governor says if they believe in New York, then they stay in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.